Yo, what's up? I've got a free view of the Lost Zane recordings. No show notes. Oh, no. Anyway, the Lost Zane recordings taken from my days on the radio on the legendary 107.3 WBBL. Hope you enjoy this. It is, I've been releasing these shows in the order that they happen back in time. We're in January of 2017, working our way towards January of 2019, when it all came crashing down, and that led to the podcast. And so the story goes. But anyway, twice a week, Mondays and Fridays, I release another full-length radio show from the Lost Zane recordings. I give you just a snippet of it right here, a little free view of it. Check it out on the free platform here. And then off you go. If you like it, you sign up for the full show by getting it on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Part of the ton of programming and content that I put up there. I put more on the Patreon than I do on the free platform. And that's saying something. You're talking hours and hours and hours of content each week to keep you occupied while you're doing whatever it is in your day-to-day lives, building things, driving. I don't know. Who knows what? Makes a great accompaniment. $5 or $10 a month is all I ask as a donation on the Patreon. And then you get all of the content. $5 a month is all the audio. $10 a month is the audio, the video, and the live stream. So there you go. That's my little commercial for myself. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Enjoy this free view of the Lost Zane recordings.
73 WBBL. Show number 195 is underway. Weather today, a high of about 42. Slight chance of rain, otherwise cloudy. It's starting to get colder as the week goes on. Welcome in. Julius is here. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
We got Ben over there working on the podcast. Hey, man.
Good morning.
One day closer to you with the drop machine. Talk to Dave Grant. He said we're close.
That's good.
Indeed. Indeed it is.
We're close.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. See you. Bye. I didn't mean to bother you.
Okay. Great.
So, Julius, when you walked in to get some coffee and you saw me, what did you see when you walked in into the coffee room?
You know, Family Guy, when Peter Griffin scrapes his knee and he's like,
yeah. Way too long.
Yeah, way too long. Kind of like that. Except you were rubbing your hand.
God, that hurt. I was kind of like...
Eric was trying to look cool.
I was trying to like... I was like moving my arms back and forth, like, you know, getting warmed up.
Yeah.
Which was weird.
For this, yeah.
And...
gotta get warmed up for the show.
I was walking in the doorway of the coffee room, and I just... bashed my hand on the door jamb. I was like, God, did that hurt. So I was like, I saw stars that hurt so bad. I was like, this is the worst.
On your hand.
Well, no, the pain was so bad that I thought I was going to pass out for a second. You know me, kind of weak. Sat down, avoided crying. And just waited for the pain to go away. And then I'm like, oh, God, I hope no one comes in here. Oh, hey, Julius. Hey, man.
Hey, just getting some coffee.
Yeah, I just bashed my hand. It hurt really bad. God dang it. So we've got a lot of stuff to get to today. Let's start off with this clip of a D.C. cab driver. John Elway was on the way to the inauguration. He had his wife, a couple friends. Three people in the back seat, one dude in the front, his friend, with the cabbie. And the cabbie doesn't know that John Elway's in his car. They strike up a conversation about football, and this cabbie answers the right answer when he was asked, who's the greatest quarterback in the NFL?
So you think John Elway's number one, okay.
Number one, and then you got...
I thought he really isn't that good.
I like how his friend said, yeah, I didn't think he was that good.
Yeah, I'm overrated.
Don't think he's overrated.
I think he's hot. Yeah, he's hot.
This girl slept with him.
She'd do him.
This girl slept with him. She'd do him.
Yeah. probably, for sure.
The money he got, he guys would want to do it.
This guy's like a crazy white woman. Talking about doing John Elway.
And the cabbie goes, the money he's got, I'd do him.
God would go to bed with him.
God would go to bed with him.
And if you ran into him, would you know who he was?
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Do me a favor.
Why don't you turn around?
Right there.
Turn around.
How you doing, man?
Oh, come on, man. You serious? Come on, man. Turn that way.
How you doing, man?
Is this Busta Rhymes driving the cab?
He's falling on hard times.
Damn. Man, I gotta take a picture, man.
Seriously. I got one.
Seriously, I'm serious. Can we get out? Can we take a picture together, man?
Absolutely.
You gotta take your shades off.
This guy has a jacket. It's all NFL. There's patches all over it from all of the big Super Bowls.
John Elway, did you see him? He was like, he had like the coat pulled up. We really couldn't tell it was John Elway.
Yeah, he was just sitting in the back seat looking at his phone, almost like this has happened before.
Can we get out? Can we take a picture together, man?
Absolutely.
You gotta take your shades off.
You got it.
I know what John Elway looked like.
But you wouldn't sleep with him.
You said you sleep with him, I think.
That's awkward.
Come on, man.
Like, come on, man.
Well, I mean.
That leads us to our Eric Zane Show questions of the day, which you can call in on all show long, 800-785-1073. Based on the video of the D.C. cabbie who met John Elway, who's the most famous person you've interacted with, and was it good or bad? 800-785-1073. Also, questions. Politics aside, what are you looking forward to the most in the next 4 years? You might have to think about that one.
I have a few. Yeah. I think it's pretty easy. What? For me, at least. I'm hoping for at least one of the Game of Thrones books to be finished. Dear God, please finish one.
That's a good one.
Ideally, two. Star Wars wrapping up and really seeing how they handle the Carrie Fisher death. Like, what are they doing in that last movie?
Yeah.
Are they just going to kill her off screen?
Considering what they did with Grand Moff Tarkin from... Did you ever see Rogue One?
I've not seen Rogue One yet.
Well, Tarkin was in the very first Star Wars, Peter Cushing.
Mm-hmm.
He's in this one.
But he'd been dead for like...
Been dead for 20 years. And I was like, wait, what is going on here?
Is he a main character in that movie,
though? He's in it enough. He isn't just passing through the screen. He speaks.
Okay.
And... When you have Hollywood now taking people who've been dead forever and putting them back in movies, I think she's going to be like all over it. She's going to be the main character.
Star Wars, Leia's story. Yeah, but she's one of the main characters. I feel. How many people knew that Tarkin was dead?
No, well, that's a thing. It's a tertiary character. Yeah. It isn't the main, you know.
So I'm curious to see what they do with her. And there's other ones, but I don't want to give them all away. But those are the two that I'm, like, entertainment-wise, that I'm really looking forward to.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should, too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Okay, so 800-785-1073. A couple things, and I didn't give you the last question yet. First of all, based on the video of the D.C. cabbie who met John Elway, most famous person you've interacted with, and was it good or bad? Next, politics aside, what are you looking forward to the most in the next 4 years? And a sports question, should the Red Wings be buyers or sellers at the trade deadline in March? Okay. You can email the show, Eric at ericzaneshow.com, or call in at 800-785-1073. I'm going to have to think about what I'm looking forward to the most in the next 4 years. I think watching all of the things that have taken place that will take place. But it's politics. What I wanted to say was it would be Trump related and watching this all unfold in front of our eyes.
That's what makes it hard because so many of things are politics.
Because that's the first thing I thought of.
Mm-hmm. Like even the World Cup is going to be very political next up. That's why I'm like, it's going to be in Russia.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Is it going to be like the 1936 Olympics in Germany?
I'm looking forward to camping. That's all I can think of right now. 800-785-1073 for the Eric Zane Show questions of the day. We'll keep those going all morning long. Skittles for Cows update. The plot thickens. More on that coming up next. It's 1073 WBBL.
West Michigan. To reach the Eric Zane Show, call 800-785-1073.
First date. Electricity. When you walk in, you set
my Eric Zane Show, 1-800-785-1073. Questions. Eric Zane Show questions of the day. Based on the video of the D.C. cabbie who met John Elway, who's the most famous person you've interacted with, and was it good or bad? Also, questions, should the Red Wings be buyers or sellers of the trade deadline in March? And politics aside, what are you looking forward to most in the next 4 years? Go to Gunner in Grand Rapids. I know a guy named Gunner. Is this him?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, my God. The guy,
Eric.
Gunner from Gunner and the Grizzly Boys. You're featured in one of our rejoins, this one. How are things, man? How are you? Yeah? So what's up, buddy? Gunner? He's dead. Gunner, call back. 800-785-1073. We lost you there. He wanted to weigh in on most famous person he's met. You can call us with that.
I'm assuming some sort of country act, right?
Probably. This is Gunner. I'll give it a little more time to breathe so you know. Call back, Gunner.
West Michigan, for God's sake. To reach the Eric Zane Show, call 800-785-1073.
Well, that could be me on the front line up there singing with my band. Chicken at the floodlights.
Got an email from Tim, who writes, hey guys, I try to make sure I listen to every minute of the show, but sometimes customers or vendors call and interrupt my morning entertainment.
If you want to call it that.
Yeah, that's loosely said. Please let me know. Guys, if Jehovah Witnesses Scott and or Isaiah call in and say that the Eric Zane Show is officially the one and only morning show for West Michigan Jehovah Witnesses.
Why not?
These two gentlemen stopped by my house last night to spread the good word. And I told them that I would seriously consider switching from being a Catholic to a Jehovah's Witness as long as they called into your show and proclaim that it is the favorite show for all witnesses in West Michigan. We'll keep our eyes peeled.
I will. I'm looking forward to that. Can't see Jehovah's Witnesses listening to this.
I have one of my family members is a witness.
Yeah?
I think he's been on the air with us. Charity Scam Mike.
Oh, yeah.
His family are witnesses.
We are all witnesses.
What happened to your phone?
Dude. The most famous person I met was Colt Ford, and that's not exactly what I was calling for. See, we were opening for Colt Ford, and then he's like, hey, I want to introduce you to my buddy Bobby. He's like, we're going out golfing tomorrow, and I'm like, well, all right, we'll see you tomorrow. And we're all like, who the hell's Bobby? Who's Bobby? Well, we're opening for Colt Ford at the machine shop, and 5 minutes before we get on stage, Kid Rock comes out to the side of the stage and says, hey, boys, I hear you guys are kind of good at music. Break a leg. And then he sits on the side of the stage the whole rest of the show. I'm shaking more than the first time I sang the national anthem in front of all my peers.
Yeah.
And then he bought a mountain of pizza and called it Pizza Mountain. And we ate pizza and drank Red Stag until 5 a.m.
And then you called it a day, called it a night.
Yeah, man, we got educated in the world of rock and roll.
Yeah.
From one of the greatest singers of all time.
Thank you. I know. Julius doesn't agree, but I do.
I know you.
Songwriters. He's a great songwriter, too.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, great songwriter. He'd probably make a great politician.
Yeah.
And
he's the modern-day Shakespeare. He's just like a Renaissance man.
So,
well, yeah,
I guess that's Leonardo da Vinci.
So, dude, that's awesome. And what are you doing right this minute? Are you in town? Are you listening online? Are you in town? What's going on?
I'm listening on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah.
And I'm in Louisville. I'm on my way home, which is now Nashville.
Oh, and, really? I didn't know you moved, man.
Yeah, I moved down in June. Band's still up in Grand Rapids. We've been running around. We just got back from Texas and went up to Michigan real quick. Now I'm heading down to pick up my fiance and my baby boy from the airport.
Oh, my God. Life has changed.
Second question, I can't wait to watch my baby boy Storm grow up for the next 4 years.
Storm is your baby boy. That's exciting stuff, man. Yeah, that is going to be awesome. I haven't talked to you. Has it been that long? You have a fiance. You have a child. You live in Nashville. Holy crap.
I finished a record, yeah.
Okay, congratulations.
And yeah, it's been too long. But, dude, I've been listening to you. I get the pleasure of being able to listen to you every morning.
Well, thank you.
I don't make it up every morning, but...
Yeah,
It's been a while since we talked, but it's about time we catch up.
Oh, yeah.
Julius, you're kicking ass, too.
Oh, thank you.
Well, listen, I'll keep a closer eye on it, and next time you get up this way, we'll have to have you guys in this radio station and hang out and do whatever, you know?
It's getting to be that apple season again. You'll need that weather report, and the Grizzly Boys are always big fans of the show.
Who's minding the farm?
Oh, I'm trying. We'll see if I screw it up or not.
You're doing the farm long distance. How do you do that?
Telecommuting. Easy.
I pulled over at a Kroger parking lot, about to sleep about 3 or 4 hours. It's only 8 hours away. I just figure I'd get a truck or vehicle. And
good thing you're young.
Yeah. Drive around.
All right. Gunner, it's awesome that you called. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you down the road. All right. Gunner from Gunner and the Grizzly Boys calling us unexpectedly, just dropping it out of nowhere. I got stories about that guy. I'll tell you more as time permits. Very cool. If you want to call on our questions, famous people you've met, good or bad, 800-785-1073. We'll get to Ken in Greenville next hour, next segment. We'll do that next. And we had to push a Skittles for Cows update. We'll sometime circle back to that. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Full show. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Till next time. Bye-bye.